Okay, we're up to Yudal and Rav. Says the Gemara. Tanya, we learned about 10 lines from the top. Tanya, we learned it says in the pasuk, "Ba'osvecha migaranu miyikvecha migaranu omiyikvecha." So we're going to darshan that just like we're going to darshan that garanu miyikvecha is like osvecha. Ma goyin v'yekiv, just like when it comes to your grains and it comes to your wine, your olives, miyuchodin. What's so special about them? Shegideli na meishana she'avro. They grow basically on last year's water, on the rain that was there last year. And we learned before that if it's a third ready, that's how we judge these things. If it's a third ready, that means it's already more or less edible. So if it's a third ready, that means that it already absorbed all the water from the past. And that's what dates back to the previous year, not the new year. Even though it continued growing from the third, but since it's already more or less edible from a third and onward, it doesn't matter. Af kol, anything else. Shegideli na meishana she'avra, anything else that grows from the past years, misasin l'shana she'avra, goes back on the past years as well. In other words, by a fruit, we said before, when is the fruit ready? When it starts blossoming. As soon as it starts blossoming, the leaves fall off and the fruit starts appearing, that's when the fruit you go, that's when the new year for the fruit, because till this point, it had the water from last year, and that's what made it grow. So it's considered last year's fruit. If it starts blossoming that season, that's when it's considered last year's fruit. And after that, it's considered new year's fruit. Because the way it works is that the rain goes becomes the sap, and the sap is what becomes the juice of the fruits. So that takes time. Yotsu, the exception is Yeruk, is when it comes to vegetables, shegideilin, almei shon haboy, it grows on last year's water. There's no sap in vegetables. There's nothing there that it traps in the sap that it gives in. So if you cut vegetables, it grows again from the new water. So it constantly needs new water to keep on growing. So therefore, by vegetables, we say even if it continues all the time, it's considered now. Only time, what's considered the cutoff by vegetables? When you pick them, kolzman, you didn't cut them, kolzman, you didn't reap them, they considered it's considered growing with this year's water. So if it grew, even most of it grew last year. If some of it grew this year, it continued to grow in this year's water. So it's considered this year's fruit, this year's vegetable, unless, you know, you harvested it. That's one opinion. So it has to do with meishon shavra or meishon haba. Whatever Kiva said, but also we're going to nivach. Very similar, but that's a little bit different. Ma goyin, why is vegetables different? Ma goyin. So from this pasuk, we learn how to goyin and yekiv is similar to asvacha, but not vegetables. What is it? Ma goyin yekiv miyuchadin. They're unique. Shegedel na roiv mayim. They can grow on rainwater. They don't need any extra additional water. Than that rainwater is sufficient. Well, therefore, Miss Asin the Shanish. Oh, if you look at the rainwater of last year, and that's why we go after Shabbat, whatever it is, for the trees by the fruits or. Here, Rosh Hashanah, because you go on last year's water. Av kol shegedel la roiv mayim. Anything which grows on rainwater is enough. Goes mis asin l'shana shavra. Yotzu, the exception is, yirok is vegetables, shegedel la kol mayim. For them, rainwater is not enough. You also need irrigation. You also need extra water that you go. So therefore, it doesn't look at last year's water. You look at this year's water. Mis asin l'shana haba. You look at whenever you harvest them. That's whenever you reap them, that's the year that it is in. My benai. What's the chilek if the first one where you say, you look at over here, that most of it is in the last year's water. And they tell me because of rainwater and irrigation water is the same thing. But salim, the difference is by those onions from Hasadisim, from these onions of Sarisim, which are different because they don't grow like any other onion. Or pool. What's the salim Hasadisim?
They grow small, little onions.
Okay, they don't grow small, yeah. Or pool amitsi, these Egyptian beans. Again, and we learned before, Egyptian beans can be planted for the seeds like kidneys or can be planted for the leaves like a vegetable. And we're talking now about it being planted for a vegetable. Ike benayu, the difference will be in what case, where you denied them water for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But now we learn, betzelim hasarisi, nupul hamitzi, because these two things, generally, it's common that you deny them water. All other vegetables, you need water all the time. These two, it's common that you deny them water. So Shemana you denied them water 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. What happens then? It says in this Brayse, Miss Asin L'Sha'avah. So obviously, it didn't grow not the water from today because you didn't give it any water for 30 days. So it must be last year's water. And therefore, if it grew 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah starts Shemitah, Umutarim B'Shvi, it's permitted in Shemitah, Bimlav. And if not, Asudim B'Shemitah, it's also B'Shemitah. If you didn't deny the water, it's this year's. Miss Asin L'Sha'avah, and Maisev from this new year.
What's the pshat misasin shova? You give meiser on last year's.
No, whatever the din is, meiser sheni or first of all, I'm last year, but also if it's meiser sheni last year and the new year is meiser oni. What, you know, it's the second or third year. What do you do here? So it's like last year meiser sheni, not like this year meiser oni. Rabbi Yossi says that the main thing is, does it grow on last year's water or not? So this one over here, since you denied it water for 30 days, you can't say it grew on last year's water because it doesn't have any water for 30 days. So then it comes this year. However, Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't matter. Since this is a vegetable, this is a type of vegetable that needs irrigated water besides rainwater, so therefore it goes on this year. Okay. Rashi gives two pshatim, that's one of his pshatim. On the first day of Shvat, my time, what's a Shvat? Why not Tishrei? Why everything else goes on Tishrei? Suddenly it comes to fruits, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's Tu B'Shvat, or Shechedi Shvat. Why? Because most of the rain season already went by, and therefore it already got all the sap it needs and everything else. So therefore it's considered last year, and the rain came. So it's considered last year's crop. And then it gives another thing. But the season here is the Tkufas Tevis, the season of Tevis, winter, actually goes Tevis, Shvat, Adar. So most of the Tkufa is still to come. So what does that mean? Fakert. If most of the Tkufa is still to come, then you would argue that therefore it's next year's crop. Tu B'Shvat, or Rishchei D'Shvat is only 1 month into the winter. You still have 2 months. Tu B'Shvat is like the midway point. But Rishchei D'Shvat is only 1/3 into the winter. So why are you telling me that's considered last year's fruit? L'chei should be next year's fruit. My Kama, what does it mean? Hachika, what does it mean? That Afapi, even though, Sharaiv Tkufa Mibachutz. It's an even though the Islam majority of the season is still to come, Hail the Yatsu, Raiv Gishmeshana, we don't care about the winter, since most of the rain went by already. And that rain becomes the sap of the tree, and the sap of the tree is what gives it nurtures all of these fruits, so therefore it's last year's fruit. That's how it works. Tell him the story, Maisa Rabbi Akiva, the story of Akiva, Shalikit Esri. He picked the Esri, Be'ech B'Shvat. On the first day of Shvat, now according to Beishamai, this is the new year. According to Basil's last year, so what did he do? He had two mices. Echa could do as if it's this year, so therefore let's say this year was Meiser Oni. He gave Meiser Oni, like the third year. And then Basil, then maybe, no, he was right. It's last year, so it's the second year he gave Meiser Sheni.
He took
a few Esraim off the tree, and he gave.
Okay.
You can't be one of those 10%. It has to be 10% of a tree, unless he has 9 estrogen.
It's from the tree. Oh, one estrogen tree he has.
Says the Gemara. We'll soon see. We try to understand how could Rabbi Akiva not know to follow Beisham Beis Hill. We'll soon see. Pressure Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe was Beis Hill. And Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, so the Tana Kama holds the Cheder. He did it. Why did he give two mice? Because he wasn't sure Beisham Beis Hill, so he followed both. And then Rabbi Yosi Yehuda said, you know what, give two mice. Not because he wasn't sure about Beisham Beis Hill, but he wasn't sure about something else. Like me, Beisham Beis Hill, no, but that's because, not because he followed Beisham Beis Hill, didn't know what to do. You know the reason is? He wasn't sure about another machlekes we had in Gemara Kedushin in the beginning of Gemara Belazar. He didn't know that machlekes, if an estric tree, when it comes to mice, it is considered like a tree or it's considered like a vegetable. And if it's like a tree, then Tu B'Shvat is the season. If it's a vegetable, then it's Shoshana. If it's a vegetable, then it's like last year, because it was Echa B'Shvat. It's like last year. Or if we follow that it's like a tree, then it's Tu B'Shvat. It hasn't come yet. So it's like, so the vegetable is like this year. If it's a fruit tree, that's like last year. And therefore, that was a suffix. What's going on here? Now, what's this? I'm going to learn. As we learn, Esig, Shavil, Ilam, Gimel, Drachim. An Esig is similar to a tree in three different ways regarding the dinim of a. We'll see them in what? Well, the Yedek, and we treat it like a vegetable, but Derech Echad. Shavil, it was like a tree that Tu B'Shvat is the new season, Gimel, Drachim. When it comes to Arla, how do you calculate the years of Arla like Tu B'Shvat? And it comes to the Vai, when it comes to the fourth year Tu B'Shvat. When it comes to Shemitah, we look at the Tu B'Shvat as before Tu B'Shvat is last year, post Tu B'Shvat is this year. However, when it comes to Liyedek, in Liyedek, B'Derech Echad, in one respect, it's like a vegetable that whenever you cut it, that's the new year for that vegetable. I don't care when it blossomed. It could have blossomed 6 months ago, but an esek can hang around a tree a long time. If you didn't cut it 6 months later, then that's the year. Whenever you cut it. So even if, let's say, you grew last year Tu B'Shvat and you didn't cut it till after Rosh Hashanah, it's this year's.
This is
it's a new year. V'yeleda b'derech echad. Now what? Shebashas l'kitasa yisur. We look at the time when you collected it. Because it grows different than a tree, that it grows on all waters, not just on rainwater, and it hangs on the tree for a long time. Remember, all other trees, they grow only on rainwater. Esther tree is the only exception, that it grows on rainwater, and it needs irrigated water as well to make it grow. It grows on a coal mine. Says Gemara, that's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. Rabbi Lezer says, no, esek shavel il, esek tree, in every respect, the hold of it, even when it comes to mysis. It's a tree, so therefore, if it's olive shvat, if it's Al Shvat, it's before the new year, it's considered this year's. But according to the one who says that it goes after picking, then if you picked it in Al Shvat, then maybe it goes at the next year. We'll soon see. If you pick it, we look like vegetable, which is, it's after Rosh Hashanah. After Rosh Hashanah, it's this year's crop. But if you look at, if it's a regular tree, they look like any other tree. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is before Tu B'Shvat, so it's last year's. So that was a suffix. We're following Gamliel, that says that you look after the picking, and therefore it's this year's, or you go after Rabbi Lezer, that says you go after Tu B'Shvat, and this is before Tu B'Shvat, so it's last year's. That was a suffix. Says the Gemara, Umi Abdinan, do we do Kitrei Chumres? Says, when do you follow two Chumres? So he gave two mices. He didn't just give one mice. He gave two mices. Now, Lechayda, he's giving, if you give, it can't be both. One of them is right. No, but we had it before in Yevamos. If it's contradictory chumras, of course we say you should do all the chumras. But here's contradictory chumras, because if you hold one chumra, you can't hold other. If you hold Tu B'Shvat, then it's not. If you hold it's Tu B'Shvat because it's a tree, then it's not when you picked it, it's a vegetable. If you hold it like a vegetable, then it's not after the tree. You can't have two chumras that contradict each other. Because we this is the rule we had. We learned this in a few places. La'elam, really, halacha. We had it in every, we also had in Yevamos. Halacha, kedivin v'shil. Halacha, like a hill. However, what do you mean roitz alasim? We said halacha b'shil. So we had in Yevamos, this is talking about before, or also Aaron. Before the baskel and after the baskel. After the baskel, you got to follow b'shil. Before the baskel, you had a choice. Well, roitz alasim, and Yevamos had a whole discussion if Shammai followed their own opinion or they followed Hill's opinion. Right to last year, Bishai wanted to do Bishamai, Oise can follow Bishamai. Can divide Beis Hillel, can follow Beis Hillel. Oise me kula Bishamai. If you only look for the kula, you go all the Rabbanim out there, and you know, eat this Rav is Mekel and this Inyan. You know, this Rav is Mekel and that Inyan. So you're going to follow the kulas of every single, of all the Rabbanim. Then Russia. You know what kulas is? It's pretty strong stuff. If you look for kulas all the time and you're not consistent, your consistency is only kulas, not which Rav you follow, then you're a Russia. Ubeis, that's a very strong word. Mechumre beisham, mechumre beisham. If you only look for chumres.
This is including what we say, kerech deheteira odif.
Yeah, exactly.
The one who can make a heter is better.
Yeah, but you got to be consistent. Here it looks like you're not interested in emes, because if you're interested in emes, then you choose a rav. I say lecharav, and he's a rav. Good or bad. You know, like you lose Moshe. Moshe, in certain things, he's the biggest mekel, and certain things, he's the biggest machman, more than almost anybody else. So you'll find that all the people who quote a Moshe when it comes to the chumres, they don't follow the Mishnah. That's how it is. Sorry? Rav doesn't like it. However, if on the other hand...
What you need to do is you need to find the
ball. Oh, he let him do it.
He can assist you.
Yeah.
And he's going to make sure you're going to follow the Mishnah.
Yeah.
They'll look somewhere else.
Yeah. However, the truth of the matter is, when the Gemara says over here about kulas, the Gemara itself says, we're not talking about stam kulas. When we use the word Russia, I mean, we use the word Russia, talking about kulas that are say to each other. We had a machlek b'shel b'shamay in an oil, to metame oil, tumas meis in an oil, right? There's a dead body there, the entire vertebrae is there. It's metame, all the contents in the oil. According to b'shamay, if it's missing two vertebrae, then we say that it's no longer a full corpse and it's no longer generates tumah. According to Beis Hillel, even if missing one vertebrae, it's already not tum anymore. So here, Lechayda, Beis Hillel is mekel, right? Beis Hillel is mekel when it comes to an oil. But when it comes to the laws of treifus, tarfus, Beis Hillel is machmer. If one vertebrae is missing in this animal, it's treif. According to Beis Shammai, one vertebrae is not a problem. Two is treif. So Beis Shammai is machmer when it comes to treifus, and he's mekel when it comes to tumah. So if you take the kula of Beis Shammai when it comes to tumah, and the kula of Beis Hillel when it comes to treifus, you're a rasha. We don't like you following all the kulas. But when we call you a Russia is when they contradict each other, the kulas. That's what we had in the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues. What about over Chumrein? If you take, in that same case, you'll take the Chumrein, when it comes to Tarfis, you'll be Machmir like Beis Hillel. When it comes to the oil, you'll be Machmir like Shammai. Then, you're not a Russia. Where are we? He's a fool. In fact, Shulchan Aruch says there about Tzvira Soimer, if you follow, you know, both sides, because you decide you want to be machmer like both, you're ksil, they use the expression, ksil b'choysh yalach. Even though we are, the avelis of how it works.
Yeah.
And those who take both kulas, the Shulchan Aruch uses exactly the lashon. If you take both kulas, you start as chaydish here, but you finish like b'aymer, you're a rasha. However, we're machmer, not because we're saying we follow both that, you know, we don't know which is right, we're just machmer because we're machmer. Okay, it's better to be that than the chas from the other thing. Ella ike be shamai. If you want to follow shamai, bikulein uvichumrein. Ike be sil bikulein uvichumrein. So what's going on with Rabbi Kiva here? So the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Gemara is topic level yada. Rabbi Kiva, you know what his problem was? He wasn't 100% sure what Basil said. He knew Beis Hillel Shammai argued, but he wasn't sure if Beis Hillel wanted to say Tu B'Shvat or Beis Hillel wanted to say Rishchei D'Shvat. And that's why he was machmer. Not because he's following Shammai. He's following Hillel, but he wasn't sure what Hillel said. That's different. Kiva Gemara is topic level. Lo yadi Beis Hillel be'achav Shvat, ibe Tu B'Shvat. Rabbi Yehi Bihuda argues. He says, Loi minrig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It wasn't a problem Beis Shammai Hillel. El minrig lo'ev lo'zun lo'gba. Be'achav B'Shvat. When it comes to Echav B'Shvat, Fedi Gemara, you're telling me that what? He wasn't sure if we follow Rabbi Gamliel, who says that it's like a vegetable whenever you pick it on a Shechei Shvat, and therefore it's this year's. Or maybe we follow Rabbi Lezla, what? That's like a fruit, and therefore if we did it Be'echa B'Shvat. It's like the new year. L'cheida, that's Shammai. Ki B'Shammai Nogba. How's that word? Amr Chanina, B'Tayim Amr Chanina. Hocha Be'esek, Shechontu Pei Reisev Koidim Tezva. We're talking about, remember, an esek can hang around a tree. Why is an esek called Hadar? One of the answers we said was that, it can hang around the tree. All fruits fall off eventually. Esek can hang on a tree for years. This esek blossomed last year before Tu B'Shvat. It blossomed before Tu B'Shvat. The Idach Shvat, the other one, Askinim. And it happened before last year Tu B'Shvat. So it had before Tu B'Shvat. If Beis Hillel, so if we follow, if it has a din like a tree, since we pass like Beis Hillel B'Shvat, then it's last year's. If, however, we follow like vegetables, then it's this year. Why are we talking about Rosh Chodesh Shvat? That's Ma'aseh Shoyev. Didn't have a look at Elchein. Ma'aseh Yikachay. It happened to be. It happened to be. It went on Chodesh Shvat, but not because this is the turning point. The turning point is Tu B'Shvat. But this blossomed before last year Tu B'Shvat. So we want to know whether it's last year's, because we look at it as a fruit of a tree when it blossoms, that was before last year, B'Shvat, so it's last year's. Or do we look at it as a vegetable, and that's this year's? Ravino amakreich v'tani. Put it all together. Lo yach b'Shvat ha'yel, Tu B'Shvat ha'yel. In fact, it wasn't ech b'Shvat. It actually happened Tu B'Shvat. In fact, what Rabbi Yossi is, you thought Rabbi Yossi is continuing on, that happened ech b'Shvat, and he's just telling you a ma'aseh. No, he's telling you it happened Tu B'Shvat. And what's the suffix? Rabbi Gilad Rabbi Rabba Barav Huna. Interesting, I just saw in one of the Persian Sforim, he talks about Menashe's son. The Nasi of Menashe was Gamliel ben Pedotzer. He says that Gamliel is Gamli Kale. This is the Abtur Rebbe, obviously. Gamliel is Gamli Kale, because Menashe is Nashani Likim. The Abishter made me forget everything, you know, the Abishter made me forget. So he wants to tell you that even though I'll fry every yid, no matter how fry they are and how much they forget, Gamli Kale, they all have a Nisham inside, and they're all part of Hashem. The Abtur Rebbe. Okay, nice word. Vaita, Amar Rabbe Rav Huna, everyone said, Hashta the Omar Rabbi Gamliel. Now Rabbi Gamliel said, Esrig achali kitosa isuroi. That he says by an Esrig, we look at when you picked it. That's the Maisa, ki yedagag vegetable. So therefore, Reish Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei. So therefore, the Reish Hashanah of it is when is Tishrei, even though Lucheder. The Reish Hashanah of it should be Lucheder Shvat like any other fruit. The only thing is we count it like this year's when you picked it. We don't look at when it blossomed. We look at when you picked it, which year it is. Nevertheless, since we look at vegetable, we go completely like a vegetable. That is turning point Rosh Hashanah. Meshach Shem Lozah, it says, Likit Esek, Erev Tezvav B'Shvat. If you picked an Esek, No, we look at when you picked it. But what's the Rosh Hashanah? What, do we look at you picked it before Rosh Hashanah? Do we look at you picked it before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah? So he just said, Rabbah just said that we looked at, once you treat like a vegetable, and when you, that we go after the picking, you treat it completely like a vegetable, you look at the Rosh Hashanah is Alef Tishrei. Says the Gemara, no, it's in the Fadish, leak it, Essig. Edit, Tezva Bishvat, Achaloy Tavash, before the sunset. Then the cause of a leak in Misha Tavash, after sunset, is 2 different years, even though we look at the picking. But Tu Bishvat is the Rosh Hashanah. Ain't Terminu Ma'asin Mizeh Alze. Why? Lefisha ain't Terminu Ma'asin Lemina Chodesh al Yosh of the new one last year, but Menesh al Chodesh. Clear from here that even though we look at the picking, but the turn, the Rosh Hashanah is Tu Bishvat. The third year is going into the fourth year. The third year is Maaser Ani. The fourth year is Maaser Sheni. Shlish is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. The fifth is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. So it depends. When you picked it before Tu B'Shvat, that's what you do. Now, Man Shamadle, who is the author? Who is the Tana that says the Ozel Basel Akita, that when it comes to an Essig, you look at when you picked it? Who's the one that says that? That's Ram Gamliel. Uktani clearly says that what's Rosh Hashanah? Shvat. It's Shvat. So what you Rabbi saying, Roshana? So he said, you're right. I meant to say it the other way around. Eliyid marahachid mar. This is what Rabbi said. Amar Rabbi Huna, afogav, domen gam lil esrik. Achalikita. That a esrik goes after picking. Ki yerek, look like vegetable, but not completely like a vegetable. Only that what? It's the picking that makes it. That makes it, that's the year that it falls in. But what's the Rosh Hashanah? Tu b'shvat. Rosh Hashanah shloi shvat. Says the Gemara, why is it a side issue? Maishna Hossam, earlier on when we talked about which year is it, we always gave an example. Vegetables or Shana?
You understand, if you got a field full of vegetables, no. Shana, but you picked some before.
Yeah, but what's the Rosh Hashanah? What's the new year? Aleph Tishrei. Mashiach, and here the new year is Tu B'Shvat. So even though it's like a vegetable that we go picking, but when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we still treat it like a tree. Because why? Because in 3 ways it's like a tree, and only 1 way is like a vegetable. So predominantly it's a tree. Then that's a simple question, a very interesting question here. It might be so pedantic. Why before, when you gave examples, you always gave an example of the second year into the third year? Second year is Maaser Sheni, third year is Maaser Ani, you want to know what to do. And here you gave an example, third year into fourth year. Third year is Maaser Ani, and the fourth year is Maaser Sheni, so what do you do? Why did we just suddenly change? Freddy Gemara. Maishna Hassan, why is it earlier? Diktani, we learned Im Haisa Shni, the second year. Nichnes is the third year, and then you want to know which year we should, which Maaser we give. Well, Maishna Hassan, Im Haisa Shni, the fees. And generally, Tesis always says each Tana has his own style. But here they were making a whole kash out of it. Why this Tana and that Braisa says second and third, and this Tana and the Braisa says third and fourth? I guess when you have an answer, you can ask the question. Says the Gemara, Agav Urche, interesting, the Gemara wants to say, Agav Urche Kamashal, the Gemara wants to teach something interesting when it comes to this. Here we're talking about Esregi, before we're talking about Nala Esregi. From a Stam. The Esreg, when it comes to an Esreg, Kashile Yoda. Esreg is very hard on your. What do you call it? The essig, a lot of people touch it and everything else, so it's hard. When it grows, it's hard. The stem is hard. It becomes tough. But I did the mashmer kule alma, since everybody touches it, b'shvis, and I'm not sure exactly why essig, more people touch an essig than anything else. No, but why? He's saying it, because so many people touch an essig to you more than any other fruit. Why would that be? So therefore you ruin it.
Maybe because you're talking about an esrog which you're using in Rosh HaMitzvah, that you push it, you handle it, you hold it.
While it's growing, we're talking about. While it's growing. On the tree. You know the famous mice about this young man was offered a job at a rov in a big shul, a very big shul, and he's going to get paid well, covered and everything else, and his wife was so excited. But he turned them down. And his wife couldn't understand why he turned down. She was so upset with him. Why did you turn him down? He has such a wonderful offer and a career change and everything else. That sukkah is he bought the most beautiful esrog in town. And he brought it home, and he said to his wife, "You know, I feel I'm in the mood to invite the whole city to come and touch this beautiful esrog." So he invited everybody in the city to come make a bracha. By the time the second third day came around, the esrog was no longer yellow, full of flecking, you know, had all kinds of spots and brown, everything else. And he said to his wife, "You see, take the most beautiful esrog in the world, you put it in the hands of a community, look what they do to it."
That is the hidden.
How can you bench with thousands?
That's true. Yeah, for that you have to learn this. Says the Gemara, since the whole world touches it, and the year of Shemitah, no, we're saying Nochmet, in the year of Shemitah, oh, everyone touches it, so now you have to replant it again, right? Because Shemitah, you can't plant. Loitoin peidi at klashnin. Generally speaking, the new fruit, you ruin the tree. In the year of Shemitah, they ruin the tree. It's only Shemitah year that everybody comes along and they tamper with it.
More Shemitah than any other year that everyone has to.
Because they're eating it. Everybody's touching it and eating it.
Your orchard is accessible.
Yeah, but why punk essig more than any other fruit? Anyway, Mizrach HaGolim is going to teach you that now, when the new Esregim always grow in the cycle, you'll never have an Esreg second year and third year to worry about, because it'll take 3 years to grow back. So it's the third year and the fourth year. Now, why exactly we need to know that? I don't know, I guess you want to plan. And you want to know how to build the Esreg tree. Interesting. Okay, see you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.